It's Brian and Tricia. We are Quixie 98.3, 14 minutes away from 8 o'clock. We've got news at the top of the hour. Brian Dennis from the Alliance Club has literally just walked into the building. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Beautiful morning.
It is a beautiful morning.
And you've been up for a while?
I have. I'm a typical old man. I've been here, been up since about 5:30.
Oh, golly.
So when I drive by your house in the morning, because you're my neighbor,
yes.
You know, when I see the lights on, it's not because you left them on the night before.
Oh, no, that's my wife doesn't know how to turn off lights. They've been up.
Oh.
They've been on all night.
Brian's going to be in his garage sleeping tonight. Not even the couch, just all the way to the garage. So we want to talk about the Lions Club and some really big, important things that happened over the weekend that, the people need to know about this.
Yes, our state convention was this Saturday. Lions Club took home the two top awards that was given out in the state. Lion Lois, which is our Lion Mother. Nothing gets done without Lion Lois having her hand in it. No matter how much I plan for a project or whatever the chairman plans, she is always thinking of something different, something that we didn't think of. So without Lion Lois, we wouldn't be able to function. She took home the Hall of Fame Award, which this year there's only three handed out in the entire state. And to nominate someone on her first nomination to receive it is amazing in our club. So we're extremely proud of Lion Lois. Now, Lion Tony Bishop. We've been working on this project since January. They came out with a Yancey Watkins Award. Only one's going to be handed out a year. And Lancey Watkins is a distinguished Lion that made it all the way to an international director. So he was actually traveling the world to represent the Lions Club. And his club was out of Murray. He was such a great person outside of Lionism that even the Rotary Club nominated him with an award. So, and the Yancey Watkins Award is handed out for people, not only what you do in Lionism, but what you do outside the community. And with Lion Bishop being a city council member, being very active in his church, he checked all the boxes for this award. So we worked on it. We vetted Tony. And that's the neatest thing about, you know, when you break bread with someone every single week for the last 15 years, and then you vet them and you learn more about them. You know, being in the Navy Reserves for 10 years, I didn't know that. And all the different awards that Lion Tony has won was just amazing. So for him to win the first year, is actually we backdated this year for the convention. So we did receive a 2020 award, but the first time is actually awarded our local member in Elizabethtown. So even though Lion Tony and Lion Lois are older than I am, being president this year is like a proud dad moment. You know, you just want to share this with the whole world. So I'm extremely proud of the guys and extremely proud of the club. But Lion Lois, our Lion Mother, and past district governor, Lion Tony Bishop, is just an absolutely amazing gentleman. I was proud of both of them this weekend.
And I love how you got to dig in that they are older than you.
Not too many people are these days.
I remember being the young guy in the room, and that's not the case now.
No.
Well, listen, thank you so much for stopping by this morning. When you told us about this over the weekend, we were like, we've absolutely got to talk about that Monday morning.
I appreciate the opportunity. Any time to brag on our club or any civic club, I will be here.
Well, it's incredible what you guys do for the community. I mean, you guys are so involved in so many different things, and I'm glad for the Lions that have really stepped up and stepped out to help in different ways. I'm glad that they were able to be honored as well.
And you know, I wouldn't be a good president if I didn't mention our chicken barbecue is not too long away. It's coming up in August.
Do you have a date already?
We don't have a date because I have to talk to the school. When we get a new principal, it takes some time to get the date.
All right. Well, we know it's coming in August then.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. We'll hear more about that. Thanks, Brian Dennis with the Lions Club. We are Quixie 98.3.